The Puget Sound region has been grappling with a homelessness crisis, and many people have been trying to understand the root causes. A lack of mental health services, the opioid crisis, the high cost of housing, all of these are contributing factors. But something that may be less understood is the way the state has tightened access to public assistance for families in poverty. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross joined me to talk about it. Ashley, what's the public assistance program we're talking about?
It's called Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. It's the program that was put in place when Congress passed welfare reform back in the 1990s. Families in poverty can get cash assistance, but they have a lot of hoops to jump through to receive it. The reason why I'm talking with you about it now is that advocates were able to get the legislature to make some changes that go into effect this Sunday.
So what's changing?
One change will allow people experiencing homelessness to get their benefits extended past the standard time period, because the state has been booting people off the program when they hit that threshold.
Wow, even if they have no place to go?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about a family living in a homeless shelter and then they use up the 5 years of their benefit, but they still haven't reached stability, you can see how it would set them back even more. I spoke with David Labine of the Statewide Poverty Action Network. He says the state put in a lot of restrictions right around the time of the Great Recession because of a budget crunch. One of those restrictions was adhering to a strict 5-year time limit set by the federal government, except in a few limited cases. The state's policy before the recession was to offer more extensions if people were complying with the requirements of the program, but still faced a lot of hardship.
It's nonsensical sometimes when you think about it. When we've invested, you know, maybe resources for a period of time into helping a family become stable, but then they've crossed no arbitrary threshold and they're still facing a lot of barriers to stability, and then we pull out that support.
So they were able to get lawmakers to approve some more flexibility on time limits for people who lack permanent housing. But the advocates were hoping to get the state to do a lot more because the program is serving a lot fewer people than it ever has.
Why is that?
It has to do partly with compliance. One of the requirements is that people follow a plan of going to school or work. If they miss some hours, they can lose their benefit. One mother, Jennifer Fagan, told lawmakers in a hearing just how stressful it is to worry that you're going to get sanctioned for non-compliance. One of her sons has a sickness that makes him vomit a lot. She gave really emotional testimony about coaching her son to hide his illness so she wouldn't be pulled out of her program at Everett Community College.
We've learned, taught him how to throw up more quietly, or to not get caught by a teacher, or even someone in the bathroom in fear they'll tell the nurse and then need to send him home. I've told him I can't leave school.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really some powerful testimony. It seemed to make an impression on the lawmakers.
So are advocates going to try to push for more changes?
Yeah, they're hoping to get more legislation introduced next year. They do face some resistance from fiscal conservatives, including Representative Brad Klippert, who's from Kennewick.
I don't want to take away all requirements, so you have to do nothing to receive money for 5+ years.
David Labine and others say that's not going to happen. The program isn't set up that way. People have individual responsibility plans they have to follow to get the benefits. That can be things like pursuing a GED or doing a job training program. It's less than $600 a month for a family of three with no other income.
Well, that doesn't seem like a lot of money.
No, but it means a lot to the people who receive it. Julie Watts of the Washington State Budget and Policy Center says it's time for the state to reinvest in helping the families most in need.
Just over a decade ago, this program was helping 50 families for every 100 families living in poverty in our state. Today, it is only serving 25 families for every 100 families living in poverty.
Her group and others say that now that the state has pulled out of the Great Recession, it's time to restore the program.
All right. Great information, Ashley. Thanks for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.
KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.